我们的主，我们的神，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为在这个时候我们是奉着你的名聚会。
阿门。
主啊，我们知道你是在我们中间。
是。
我们向你所求的就是你除去我们脸上的破碎。
阿门。
主啊，你叫我们真是主母仰望。
是。
你自己。好，叫我们真是能变化。
阿门。
荣上加荣。磨成你自己的形象。
是。
被你的圣灵所变化。
是。
所以我们的求，我们就是乘着这样的心来到你的面前。
阿门。
我们感谢赞美你，知道你已经悦纳了我们。
耶。
我们要把荣耀归给你。
阿门。
奉主耶稣的名。
阿门。
我们这一次在主面前一同要看的题目
，The thing for this week as we wait before the Lord，
乃是。神奥秘式的管家
It is the stewardship of the mystery of faith
我们知道我们今天所有蒙恩得救的人
We know all those who have received grace from the Lord
我们都是基督指定的仆人
We are all appointed stewards by the Lord
我们都是在这里经营神的奥秘
We are here to manage the mystery of God
在神的奥秘中两件最大的事
There are two things about this matter of God's mystery
一件就是基督的奥秘
One is the mystery of Christ
还有一件就是教会的奥秘
And the other is the mystery of the church
我们昨天早晨在这里已经说过
Yesterday we said
我们要说到基督的奥秘
We are to speak about the mystery of Christ
我们不能从时间来开始
We cannot begin with time
我们必须要从永世来开始
We have to go back to eternity past
因为我们的基督是在永世里面就存在
Because our Lord is existed before eternity past
他就是神
He is God
他是神的儿子
He is God's son
他是神的爱子
He is the beloved son of God
他是神的话语
He is God's word
他也是神的充满
And he is the fullness of God
他也是神的目的
And he is God's purpose
我们必须要在永世的里面来看我们的主
We have to see him from eternity past
当我们在永世里面看见主的时候
As we see him in his eternity past
就在我们里面要创造敬拜的心
Inwardly worshippers before God
我们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜
We must worship him in spirit and in truth
今天早晨我们要继续下去
This morning we'll go a step further
我们要看在创造里面基督的奥秘
We will see the mystery of Christ in his creation
我们知道在圣经的里面有两个起初
We know in the scripture there are two beginnings
一个是在约翰福音第一章第一节里面
One is what we call it in John Gospel 1:1
他说太初有道
And it says there in the beginning was the word
同时我们在约翰书一章一节里面
And also in the epistle of John 1:1
说那论道那从起初原有的
It says that, that which was from the beginning
所以我们在这里看见有一个起初
So we see there is one beginning
然后我们在创世纪第一章第一节的里面
And then in Genesis 1:1
起初神创造天地
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
我们又看见第二个起初
We see the second beginning
我们知道这两个起初是大大的不同的
We know this, there's a big difference between these two beginnings
第一个起初乃是真正的起初
The first beginning is the real beginning
因为那个起初就是神自己
Because that first beginning is God himself
神就是那个起初
God isThat beginning.
从永远到永远他是谁
From beginning to beginning he is God
当他向摩西显现的时候
When he appeared to Moses
他说我是那自由拥有的
He said I am that I am
所以我们知道神他是一切的起初
So God is the beginning of everything
我们的主在启示录也告诉我们说
And the Lord tells us in the book of Revelation
他说我就是初我就是中
I am the Alpha and Omega
我就是亚拉法我就是 Omega
I am the Alpha and Omega
我就是 起初的我也是最好的。
On the first and the last.
所以我们看见说那个起初啊就是神的起初。
That beginning is the beginning of God.
然后在创世纪第一章里面。
And then in Genesis 1.
我们所看见的起初那是神创造天地的起初。
That beginning is the beginning of creation.
因为在那个时候神就开始创造时间和空间。
Because at that moment God began time and space.
这两个起初里头的距离有多大我们不知道。
The gap between these two beginnings we really do not know.
而我们是知道说在太初就有了神。
But we know in the beginning there is God.
然后我们不知道中间过了多少的时候。
And in between we do not know how much time it took.
因为那个时候时间还没有开始。
Because that the time has not begun yet.
但是我们知道到了有一天。
But there's moment.
神就在那里就起初创造了天地。
And that, then God began to create the creation.
神在什么时候创造这个天地呢？
When did God begin to create this universe?
一直到今天，天文学家他在那里推测。
Even up to this day, even the astronomers they are trying to guess.
他们不知道这个宇宙的来源是怎样。
They do not know the origin of the universe.
他们也不知道这个宇宙是什么时候开始的。
And they do not know when this universe began.
但是我们感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
因为借着他的启示。
Because of his revelation.
我们知道说起初神创造天地。
We know in the beginning God created the heavens and earth.
我们知道这个天地不是自己来的。
We know this heaven and earth did not come by itself.
我们知道是神在那里创造的。
We know God created it.
这个是神所启示的。
This is what God revealed to us.
我们为着神的启示，我们感谢赞美神。
We because of that revelation, we praise and we thank Him.
不过在创世纪第一章第一节的里面
，within that verse of 1:1。In Genesis,
在那里不过是一个宣告。
It's not only a declaration.
这里不过告诉我们说。
It tells us,
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
但是他们又告诉我们神为什么创造天地。
It didn't tell us why God created the heavens and the earth.
他也没有告诉我们神是怎样来创造天地。
It didn't tell us how God did it.
但是我们从其他神的话语里面
But from other portions of the scripture
我们知道神他是用他的话来传
His word
这个在希伯来书里面告诉我们
In the book of Hebrews we are told
在希伯来书第十一章第三节的里面
In Hebrews 11 verse 3
那里告诉我们说我们所看得见的那些东西
All the things that we can see
乃是借着神的话来创造
They are created accordingGod's word.
所以我们看见在创世纪里头神说
So in the book of Genesis God spoke
神说要有光就有了光
When God said there be light and there was light
神创造万有都是凭着他的话语来创造
God created all things with his word
神为什么创造这个宇宙呢
Why does God want to create this universe
圣经也告诉我们说神创造万有乃是为着他自己的喜悦
And we are told God created all things for his own pleasure
神创造万有就是照着他的旨意
God created all things according to his purpose
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们在这里要问一句话
We have to ask ourselves a question
究竟这个宇宙的钥匙在哪里
What is the key to the universe
我们要明白这个宇宙
If we want to understand the universe
我们需要有个钥匙把它开启
We have to have a key to unlock it
而我们知道世界上的人他们没有这个钥匙
We know the people of this world they do not have this key
就是天文学家他也没有这个钥匙
Astronomers they do not have this key
地质学家他也没有这个钥匙
Geologists they do not have this key
科学家他也没有这个钥匙
Philosophers they do not have the key
地上有位的有大能的都没有这个钥匙
Those who are powerful those who are in high position they do not possess this key
所以一直到今天他们还不能开这个奥秘
So up to this day they cannot still enter the secret of this universe.
但是我们感谢赞美神。
But we praise and thank God.
虽然这个宇宙也是一个奥秘。
Even this universe itself is a secret.
但是神已经把那个钥匙赐给了我们。
But God has already given us the key.
那个钥匙就是基督。
That key is Christ.
以我们用基督就把这个宇宙的奥秘完全打开了。
Through Christ.We discover the mystery of the universe.
我们就知道这个宇宙是为什么创造。
And we know why this universe, for whom this universe created.
我们也知道这个宇宙是怎样创造。
And we know how this universe was created.
所以基督的奥秘乃是开启宇宙的奥秘。
So therefore, the mystery of Christ is a mystery of creation.
我们现在要来看几处的圣经。
Let's turn to a few portions of the scripture.
第一处是在箴言第八章。
The book of Proverbs 8,
箴言第八章
Proverbs 8,
在那里就提到智慧。
There's mention of wisdom.
但是我们知道，在这里的智慧不是哲学家的智慧。
Now the wisdom here is not the wisdom of the philosopher.
这里的智慧呀、乃是神的智慧。
This wisdom is God's wisdom.
所以这里的智慧不是一个抽象的东西。
So this wisdom is not an abstract wisdom.
这里的智慧乃是一个人。
This wisdom is a person.
这个智慧是人格化的。
This wisdom is personalized.
所以我们从第八章，我们从十二节看起。
And listen to chapter 8 of Proverbs, begins with verse 12.
第八章十二节一直到第十六节。
And verse 12 to 16.
这里是给我们看见智慧的人格化。
So we can see how this wisdom is personalized.
他说我智慧。
Is I wisdom.
智慧是一个人格的。
Wisdom is a person.
以灵敏为居所。
It dwells with prudence.
有心的知识和谋略。
And I find knowledge and discretion.
敬畏耶和华。
The fear of the Lord.
在乎恨恶邪恶。
Is to hate evil.
那骄傲、狂妄并恶道，一切诡谋的口，都为我所恨恶。
Pride and arrogance and evil way.And the perverted mouth I hate.
我有谋略和真知识。
Counsel is mine and sound wisdom.
我乃聪明，我有能力。
I'm understanding. Power is mine.
帝王替我做国位，君王替我定公平。
By me kings reign and rulers decree justice.
王子和首领。世上一切的审判官都是借我掌权。
By me, princes, rulers, and nobles, all who judge rightly.
这里给我们看见智慧是谁。
So here we know who this wisdom refers to.
他有什么样的一种的性格。
What kind of character we find in this wisdom?
到了第十七节里面。
When it comes to verse 17,
从十七节一直到二十一节。
From 17 to verse 21,
是给我们看见说智慧怎样爱他的人。
So we can see how wisdom loved those who loved him.
他说爱我的，我必爱他。
I love those who love me.
恳切寻求我的必寻得见。
And those who diligently seek me will find me.
如果我们爱智慧的话。
If we love wisdom,
智慧也爱我们。
Wisdom will love us.
我们如果寻求他的话。
If we seek him,
我们必定要找到他。
And we will find it.
他说丰富尊荣在我。
Riches and honor are with me.
恒久的财并公义也在我。
Enduring wealth and righteousness.
我的果实胜过黄金，强如金金。
My fruit is better than gold and even pure gold.
我的出产超乎高宁。
And my yield, than choice silver.
我在公义的道上走，在公平的路中行。
I walk in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the path of justice.
使爱我的承受子财，并充满他们的富库。
And to endow those who love me with wealth that I may fill their treasury.
所以我们如果爱智慧的话，
if we love wisdom,
智慧也爱我们。
Wisdom will love us.
并且把这种种的恩典赐给我们。
And he will give us all this grace.
二十二节
verse 22
一直到 一直到二十六节。
Verse 22 to verse 26
是给我们看见智慧它是永远的。
And we see this wisdom is eternal.
他说在耶和华造化的起头，在太初创造万物之先就有了。
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way before his works of old.
从亘古到太初，唯有世界以前，我已被立。
From everlasting I was established.
没有深渊，没有大水的泉源，我已生出。
When there was no depth, I was brought forth.
大山为甚坚定，小山为有之心，我已生出。
Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth.
耶和华还没有创造大地和田野，被世上的土质，我已生出。
Okay, while he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the dust of the world.
所以在这里给我们看见说这个天地还没有之前
So see before the existence of creation
世界上什么还没有的时候
When there's nothing upon this earth
这个智慧已经在哪里了
This wisdom already existed
它已经是被立被高了
He already established an honor
这个是说到智慧的永远性
This is talk about the eternal nature of this wisdom
然后到了二十七节的时候
And when it comes to verse 27
一直到三十一节
Until 31
我们就看见说上面所说的这一位智慧
We notice the wisdom mentioned above
就是创造这个天地万有的这一位创造的主
It's the one who created all things
所以他这里告诉我们说
So it says here
他的高天我在哪里
When he established heaven I was there
他在渊面的周围划出圆圈
When he described the circle on the face of the deep
上是君常坚硬下是渊源稳固
When he made affirmed the skies above and when the spring came fixed
为沧海定出界限是谁不越过他的命令立定大地的根基
When he had set for the sea its boundary so that the water should not transgress its command when he marked out the fountains of the earth
当神在那里创造天地的时候
so when God was created all things
他已经在那里了
he was there
他在那里是不是在那里旁观呢
was he there a spectator
不我们看下去
no we look further
那是我在他那里为公使
Then I was beside him a master workman.
我看见说他在那里是在那里做这个工事。
So we know that he was there in his capacity as a master workman.
他是在那里创造这个天地。
He was there creating the universe.
日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前跳跃。
And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always in him.
这是告诉我们说我们的主怎样得着他父的喜悦。
It tells how the Lord Jesus was such a pleasure to his father.
永远在他为人预备可住之处，也喜悦住在世人之间。
Rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of man.
这个是给我们看见在创造里面基督的奥秘。
So this allows to see the Christ who is in the creation.
那一位有的。
The one who exists in eternity past.
他就那个创造者。
He is the creator.
我们再看一处的圣经。
Let's turn to another portion of scripture.
这是我们大家顶熟的。
Portion that's very familiar.
约翰到第三节。
John 1:1-3.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
我们昨天已经说过了，这个道就是话。
Now we share this even that this word is a spoken word.
这个道就是发表。
This word is an expression.
这个道从太初就有的。
This word exists in the eternity past.
这个是说到它的永远性。
It talks about His eternal nature.
道与神同在。
The Word was with God.
这个是给我们看见他的神格，他的神性。
This tells about His divine, His deity.
这个道乃是有神性的。
This word is divine.
道就是神。
This word is God.
这一个是给我们看见他与神的合一。
So it tells that he and God are one.
这个是给我们看见我们的主在勇士里的情形。
So it tells us the way that our, how our Lord exists within the Godhead.
到了第二集我们看见说
Verse 2
他说这道太初与神同在
Verse 2 says in, He was in the beginning with God
为什么在那里好像重复一下呢
Is any reason for this verse to be repeated again
因为要从这里转到第三节里头去
Because it links to verse 3
第三节说万物是借着他造的
All things came into being by him
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的
And apart from him nothing came into being that has come into being
这里就要给我们看见说这个创造万有的
Here we see the one who creates all things
不是别位
Is no other.
就是那一位在太初原有的话。
It's the one who exists in eternity past the word.
所以我们知道说，今天我们所看得见的天地。
So the visible universe that we can see today.
天地万有。
All things in the universe.
没有一样不是他所创造的。
Now.Everything was created by him.
我们再看第三处的圣经。
Let's turn to a third portion of scripture.
哥罗西第一章。
Colossians 1.
哥罗西第一章。
Colossians 1.
我们从第十五节看起。
We read from verse 15.
哥罗西第一章第十五节。
First Colossians 1:15.
爱子是那不能看见是神的像
And him is the image of the invisible God The firstborn of all creation
这里说这一位神的爱子、
Here it mentioned about the God's beloved son
他就是神不能看见是神的像
He is the image of the invisible God
我们知道我们的神是灵
We know our God is spirit
所以他是不能看见
Therefore he is invisible
但是这并不是说因为他不能看见
It does not mean that because he is not visible
所以他就不可以知道不能认识
And so he is unknown to us
他虽然是不能看见的
Even though he is invisible
但是他是可以知道的
But he is knowable
为什么呢
Why?
因为他有一个像在那里
Because he has an image
这个像就把这个不能看见的神表明出来了
Image expressed to us the invisible God himself
什么叫做像呢
What is an image?
在我们的观念的里面
In our conception
我们提到一个像的时候
When you think about the word image
我们总是想到外面的那个形状 形状
We always think about the external form or shape
但是这个字在原文的里面
But this word in the original
不是指着外面的形状
It's not referring to the external
这个字在原文里面是指着里面的那个性格说的
This word in the original refer to the inward character
换一句话说
in other words
这个儿子就是不能看见是神的那个像
in other words the son is the image of the invisible God
他把神里面的所有的那个性格就完全显明出来
he expressed fully the character the hidden character of God
所以我们接受他我们就能认识神
therefore through him we can come to know God
这个是他与神的关系
this is his relationship with the father
然后底下就说了
then later on
他说是首生的在一切被造的以先
or he's before all things and in verse 2
no still 15
still 15 I'm sorry
Is a little bit different.
Okay. All right. And he is the image of invisible, the firstborn of all creation.
他是所有创造的首生者。
Yeah, he is the firstborn of all creation.
我们知道他与这个创造的关系。
We see his relationship to creation.
圣灵是我们看见他与神的关系。
First, we saw his relationship with the Father.
他是神的像。
He is God's image.
他把神所有的性格都显明出来。
He expressed all God's character.
因为他与神乃是分性情和性格的。
Because they share their nature together.
但是底下就给我们看见他与创造的关系。 关系。
And here we see his relationship with creation.
在创造的中间，他是首生的。
Among the creation, he was the firstborn.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们要小心。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful here.
因为今天在基督教里面有异端。
Because today among Christianity there are heresy.
他们用这句话来说，我们的主耶稣是首先被造的。
And they taught that the Lord Jesus was indeed the first created being.
但是我们知道，我们的主是创造的主。
But we know our Lord Jesus is the Creator.
他不是被造的。
He was not a created being.
那么在这里，他说是在创造之中的首生者，是什么意思呢？
It says he is the firstborn of all creation. What does it mean?
我们知道，首生就是长子的意思。
We know firstborn has to do with the first who was born.
因为在中文里头有不同的翻译。
Because in Chinese we have a different translation.
在英文里头都是 firstborn.
In English it's always firstborn.
但是在中文里头有的时候是长子，有的时候是首生。
And so in Chinese it is the one who born first or the one who is born ahead.
其实这是一个字。
But actually it's one word.
那么这个首生或者长子是什么意思呢？
Of the eldest or the firstborn, what does it mean?
在这个用这个字的用法里面有两种不同的用法。
There are two usage for this word.
有一种是平常的用法。
One use is the ordinary way.
还有一种是一个特别的用法。
Another use is extraordinary.
这是在圣经里头我们都能看见。
We can discover this in the scripture.
比方说创世纪第四十九章。
For example, in Genesis 49,
我们知道雅各在那里也要说到他儿子们将来的事。
We notice Jacob was there to bless or prophesy to his 12 sons.
他说到流便的时候。
And we talk about Reuben.
他说流便是我的长子。
He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn.
是我在力量刚强的时候生的。
My mighty and the beginning of my strength.
他应当得着尊贵荣耀超过一切。
Excellent and dignity excel in strength.
你在这里看见说，这是平常的用法。
It's the ordinary use of the word.
因为按照12个儿子生的这个次序来讲
，According to a birth sequence，
流便是第一个生的
，Reuben was the firstborn，
所以成为长子
，So therefore he is the oldest。
这是从时间的次序来看
，It is the way we look at through time。
这是一个平常的用法
，This is the ordinary way。
但是圣经里头对于这个长子。首生有一个特别的用法。
But in the scripture, this firstborn also has an extraordinary way of extraordinary meaning.
比方说，在出埃及记第四章二十二节。
For example, in Exodus 4:22,
神差遣摩西对法老说。
When God sent Moses to Pharaoh,
他说。以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子。
He said, Israel, my son, my firstborn.
让他们去，好叫他们服侍我。
Let him go that he may serve me.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们知道，从国家的眼光来看
，But we know from the nation as a whole,
以色列并不是第一个国家。
Israel is not the number one country.
我们知道说，以色列还没有成功国家之前
，Before Israel became a nation,
世界上已经有许多的国家在那里。
There were already many nations in the world.
就是以色列在那里选王的时候
，Even when Israel had a king in their midst,
他们也是照着那个外邦国家的这个风俗习惯，来选王的。
And they still follow the customs of the nation.
所以以色列就就时间来讲
，So according to time，
他根本不是长子
，They are not the firstborn。
但是神在那里说，以色列是我的长子
，But God says Israel my firstborn。
埃及比以色列国早了不晓得多久
，Egypt is an older country than Israel。
以色列在那个时候还没有成为国家嘞
，At that time Israel was still not a nation。
但是神在哪里说以色列是我的长子
？But God says Israel is my firstborn。
我们看《生命记》里头有这样的话。
We turn to the book of what book is it? Deuteronomy。
《生命记》29章里面。
29:29，
我们在那里看见说
，We see there，
当神在那里分大地的界限的时候
，And when God was there the
divided
the boundary
of the nation
of the nations，
神在那里分大地拣选的时候 the boundaries of the nation.
The boundary of the nation.
他是根据以色列的数目。
And he did it according to the number of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这是非常奇妙的事情。
This is very interesting.
神是根据以色列的数目。
God do it according to the number of Israel.
来分世界各国的界限。
To divide the boundaries among the nations.
因为神是立以色列为第一个国。
Because God considered Israel as the first among the nations.
好像他有优先权在那。
So he has the priority.
并且我们知道，有一天神的应许要应验。
And we know God's promise will be fulfilled.
有一天，这千年国度的时候，
when the kingdom comes,
以色列要成为世界各国之首。
Israel will be the first nation among all the nations.
因为他是长子。
Because he is the firstborn.
那么这个用法是个特别的用法。
But the way you use the firstborn is an extraordinary one.
这个用法的意思就是说，
the way that it's used is
他是优先的。
He is priority.
他是有主权的。
He has the sovereignty.
另外我们比方说再用一个比喻。
Let's give another example.
比方说诗篇89篇。
In Psalm 89.
27节。
Verse 28.
27节。
27.
神在那里说，
and God says there,
这个话是对大卫说的。
And he spoke this word to David.
他说大卫是我的长子。
He said, David is my firstborn.
他是在所有列国之王的首。
And he is the highest of all kings.
所以你在这里看见说，
so we see here,
大卫并不是在世界上第一个做王的。
We know David was not the first king among the nations.
就是以色列国里头，他也不是第一个做王。Even
among the nation Israel, he was not the first king.
扫罗是第一个做王。Saul
was the first king.
但是神说，大卫是我的长子。And
but the Lord said, David is my firstborn.
我立他为列国之王的首。And
I established him to be the highest among all kings.
所以这个也是一个特别的用法。
So this is an extraordinary way of using this word.
不根据时间的次序。
It's not according to time.
乃是根据神的拣选。
According to God's choice.
凡是被神拣选做长子的，
for those who are chosen by God as the firstborn,
神就给他们一个优先权。
They have given the privilege of priority.
神也给他们一个主权。
They are given sovereignty.
这是一个特别的用法。
This is a special way of using the word.
所以在哥罗西第一章里面，
so in Colossians 1,
在创造的中间， 我们的主他是首生是长子。
So therefore, among all creation, he was indeed the firstborn.
那个意思就是说，
it means
在所有的创造里面，
in all creation,
我们的主有优先权。
He has priority.
我们的主有主权。
He has the sovereignty.
他在那里管理万有。
He's there controlling all things.
他是高过一切的。
He is above all things.
所以这个并不是指说我们的主， 也是被创造里面的第一个宝。
So this does not mean that the Lord Jesus was a created being.
反而是给我们看见说，
on the other hand, we see
所有的创造都在他管理之下。
All creation are under his rule.
也可以说所有的创造都是从他而来的。
We can see all creation came from him.
那么这个解说我们知道是正确的。
We know this explanation is a correct one.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为圣经自己在那里解说。
Because scripture tells us.
在第18节里头，
verse 18,
他说因为，
is it because?
我们什么时候看见因为这个字？
Whenever we see the word therefore or because,
我们知道那是解说上面所说的话。
Explanation of what is about.
上面说他是首生的，在一切被造之间。
It says he is the firstborn before all things.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说因为，
because,
因为底下的原因，
because of the following,
因为万有都是借着他造的。
Because by him all things were created.
无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的、活有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，
both in heaven and on earth, visible, invisible, whether strong dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him.
我们弟兄已经把底下的话读了，一开都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Okay, all things were created, all things were created both in heaven and in him.
在这一节里面，我们看见三个不同的字眼。
In this verse, we saw three things.
这里说万有都是靠他造的。
All things were created by him.
这个靠他造的不正确。
By him is not quite accurate.
因为根据原文这个字，应当是说万有都是在他里面造的。
In the original, it really means created in him.
万有都是在他里面造的。
All things were created in him.
那么翻译的人，不会翻,
because the translator cannot do it right.
他说，万有都在他里面造，是什么造法呢？
If all things are created in him, how does he create it?
所以他就把这翻译说万有都是靠他而造的。
So they translated created by him.
其实圣灵用字是非常的仔细的。
But the Spirit used words very accurately.
圣灵在哪里鼓励用这样的一个字眼？
And Spirit chose to use this word.
他说万有都是在他里面造的。
All things were created in him.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是说万有都是从他的意念里面。
And it was every, all creation takes its issue from him. Issue out from him.
这个所有的被造，他都从他来接受那个性质的。
All creation derived from him.
用一个比喻,
give an example.
我们在这里有的弟兄他是建筑师。
We know there's a brother here who is a construction engineer.
我想我们这里不止一个建筑师。
I'm sure we have more than one.
那么我们再看见这样的一个建筑。
When you see a building,
这个建筑为什么是这个样子的呢？
We can look at the shape of this building and the way it looks.
为什么他建的这个样子呢？
Why he built in such a way?
这个意念从哪里来的？
This idea, where does it come from?
我们知道这个意念是在建筑师的思想里面。
We know the thought was within the architect's mind.
他里面有这样一个意念。
Because in his thought, he has this impression.
他就画了一个图。
Therefore, he draw this picture.
这个图就是根据他的意念。
Express what's in his mind.
如果这个建筑师是很美术的,
if this architect is a very artistic one,
我们知道美术也要分好几种。
We know there are different kinds of beauty.
有的人的美术观念比较摩登一点。
Some of the concept of beauty is a bit modern.
所以从他这个摩登的那个观念里头，就造出一个很摩登的房子来了。
Because he has modern thinking, he created something very modern.
我看新加坡有许多这样的摩登的房子。
So we know that in Singapore, you have many modern buildings.
我们不懂的人觉得很古怪。
If we those we don't know architect, we thought they're very strange.
但是这是每一个房子就是代表这个建筑师的他的性格。
So every building reflects the character of the architect.
他把他的性格就画在他的图画里头去了。
He expressed his character through his drawing.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们看见万有的时候，
we look at all things.
我们看见万有，我们就看见了。 是我们的主在那里的意念。
So when you see all things, we see God's thought behind it.
他在那里有这样的观念。
He has this thought.
他就造万物。
Therefore he created all things.
等到万物造出来的时候，
So when all things were created,
都是在那里彰显他里面的性格。
They are there to express his inward character.
我们的神是一个美丽的神。
Our God is God of beauty.
所以他所造出来的东西那么美丽。
So everything he created is beautiful.
我们的神是一位活泼的神。
Our God is God of life.
所以他所造的东西都是生气勃勃的。
Everything is fresh and living.
你就看见说万有都在那里彰显我们主的性格。
So all things in creation are there to express his character.
所以作诗的人这样说。
So the psalmist say,
群苍传扬他的作为。
So the firmament express his beauty.
所有的创造都是他里面造的。
The whole creation was created in him.
都是从他取这个性质的。
It draw its being from him.
这是第一个字。
That is first word.
第二个字就是在这里说万有都是借着他造的。
The other word is 翻译。
借着他造的意思就是说
by him means
实实在在是他动手来造的。
He actually created.
好像什么呢？ As though
an architect who already draw his picture, and then he built according to the design. So it's an engineer who constructed it. He's actually working, constructing it. The third word, for him. He created all things.
究竟是为谁呢?
Who is it for?
是不是为你,
it's for you and for I?
Oh,
no.
他造万有都是为着他造的。
He created all things for himself.
这个好像什么呢?
It's like what?
好像一个房子造好了。
When a house was built.
那么这个主人是谁呢?
And who's the owner of the house?
谁住在里头呢?
Who lives in it?
所以我们在这里看见。
So we here, we see.
为什么我们的主他是造物中的受生者。
The reason why he is the firstborn of all creation.
因为万有都是在他里面造的。
Because all things were created in him.
都是他造的。
And created through him.
也都是为他造的。
And all created for him.
那如果是这样的话,
if that is the case,
当然他有优先咯。
当然他有主权力, he has sovereignty.
所以这个是圣经所给我们看见。
And this is what the scripture tells us.
那么到了第十七节,
when it comes to verse 17,
他说他在万有之先, 万有也靠他而立。
He is before all things, and all things hold together in him.
这里我们看见万有不单是他所造的。
Here we see all things were created by him.
并且这个万有能凝合在一起也是借助他。
And the reason why all things can hold together is because of him.
十八个弟兄他曾写过这样的话。
For a spot wrote something like this.
他说万有都是借助他而凝结的。
It's all things were integrated in him.
所以他说你想到哥哥他的故事。
So when you think about the story of Calvary,
当我们的主钉在十字架上的时候,
when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
从12点一直到下午3点,
from 12 to 3 in the afternoon,
你看见太阳就不发光了。
You know the sun stopped shining.
为什么太阳不发光呢?
You know why the sun did not shine?
你看见地就震动了。
And the earth was shaken.
为什么地震动?
Why the earth was shaken?
他说, 因为那一位把万有凝合的这一位主, 已经死了。
He said that the one who holds all things together is has died.
所以太阳说我没有理由要发光。
So the sun said there's no reason for me to shine.
地说我没有理由在那里稳固。
And the earth said there's no reason for me to be stable.
如果你把这位主从你的生活里头除去的话,
you remove the Lord from your life,
你整个的生活就瓦解。
Your life will fall into pieces.
所以我们今天看见在地上许多的人,
we see many people on this earth.
我们看见他们都是瓦解的人,
we see they are falling apart.
他们都是散在一起,
they are scattering.
他们里面没有那个连接的力量。
Inwardly they have no cohesion.
尤其是许多的青年人,
even many among the young people.
我们看见他们对现实很不满意。
They cannot face reality.
他们非常的失望。
They are very disappointed.
他们整个的人好像都瓦解了。
They are very, very negative.
Scattered.
他们
disintegrated. 他们整个的人好像分化了。
Yeah, they're disintegrated and they're falling apart.
因为什么原因呢?
Why?
因为他们不认识主。
Because they do not know the Lord Jesus.
我们的主认识主。
If we know the law,
我们与主的联合,
if we are one with the law,
这是叫我们人生里面有那个凝结的力量。 是主把我们合一起来。
The Lord will integrate us together.
如果你没有主的话, 你这个人就要分化。
If you do not have the Lord, you will fall into peace.
所以我们实在感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
我们看见他创造万有。
When he created all things,
我们看见万有都是为他造的。
All things are created for him.
我们也看见万有都是借着他而建立的。
All things are also created through him.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我想看到这三处的圣经已经够了。
When we see this three verses,
few verses we know is sufficient.
我们已经看见在创造里面基督的奥秘。
We see the mystery of Christ in the creation.
但是这个与我们有什么关系呢？
What does this have to do with us?
我们昨天已经说过了。
Yesterday we shared.
我们在这里需要认识基督的奥秘。
We need to know the mystery of Christ.
我们这个认识不光是在启示里面有所看见。
This understanding is not just a mere revelation.
并且我们在启示里所看见的一定要变成我们的实际。
What we see and review to us will have to become a reality in our lives.
因为神呼召我们，
because God called us,
进入他儿子耶稣基督的交通里面，
to enter into the fellowship of his son, the Lord Jesus.
神要我们与基督有份，
he wants us to have a part, a share in his son, the Lord Jesus.
他在创造里的奥秘，
his eternal mystery,
在创造里面的奥秘，
the mystery of creation,
我们也要与他有份，
we must share in thatWe must have a share in it.
那我们怎么能与他有份呢？
How can we share in that mystery?
当他创造万有的时候，我们不在。
When he created all things, we were not there.
我们是他所造的。
We are his creature.
那我们怎样能与他有份呢？
How can we have a share with him?
这里就给我们看见。
Here we see.
因为他是创造者。
Because he is the creator.
我们是被造的。
We are his creatures.
所以我们与他之间有一个关系在哪？
Therefore, there is a relationship there.
我们需要在神面前认识这个关系。
We have to see this relationship.
我们知道今天有许多人。
We know many people today.
他说他自己是 self-made, 他是自己造的。
Many say they're self-made man.
好像什么都是自己来的。
They can do everything themselves.
但是我们要认识说。
But we have to recognize.
我们不是自己造的。
We do not create ourselves.
我们是他所造的。
We are his creatures.
因为我们不是自己造的。
Because we are not ourselves.
所以我们也不是为做自己而活的。
So we cannot live for ourselves.
我们是他造的。
We are created by him.
所以我们是属于他的。
So therefore we belong to him.
我们是他的仆人。
We are his servant.
我们今天在这个世界的上面。
We live on this earth.
就是为他来活。
Is to live for him.
就是来侍奉他。
To serve him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在这里我们需要看见这一个关系。
We have to see this relationship.
我们的主是创造我们的。
Our Lord is the creator of us.
他为什么创造我们呢？
Why he created us?
他创造我们是怎样的光景呢？
What kind of condition he creates us?
诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139.
那个写诗的人，他在那里说到神怎样创造我们。
The psalmist tells how God created man.
139篇第十三节。
Psalm 139 verse 13.
诗人在那里描写神怎样创造我们人。
The psalmist meditating how God created man.
他说我的肺腑是你所造的，在我母腹中你已复辟我。
For thou didst form my inward parts, thou didst weave me in my mother's womb.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心生知道的。
I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那是我的形体并不向你隐藏。
My frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth.
我为成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance.In thy book they were all written.
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
How precious also are thy thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them.
这个作诗的人，他想到神造他的奇妙。
The psalmist meditating about the marvel of God's creation.
他说你看神造我这个人是奇妙的可畏了。
He said, you made me fearfully and wonderfully.
因此他在神灵面前发出感谢的话。
Therefore he prays and thank God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我要问你一句话。
I want to ask you a question.
你有没有为着神造你而感谢神？
Have you ever thanked God for creating you?
恐怕我们从来也没有为着神造我们而感谢他。
Most likely we never thank God for creating us.
不但没有感谢，有的时候还要发一点怨言。
Sometimes we don't even thank him, sometimes we complain.
为什么神造我这么矮呢？
Why you created me with such short stature?
有人说为什么神把我造得这么高呢？
Someone said, why you create me so tall?
好像我们不大欣赏神的创造。
We are not happy with the way he created us.
神是喜欢 variety.
God loves variety.
所以他不是造出来的人都是一样的五尺高。
He does not want to create everybody just 5 feet tall.
都是一百磅重。
And all 100 pounds.
我们看见神造的人都是不同的。
Thank God we are all different.
这个就是美丽。
That is beauty.
这个就是丰满。
That is fullness.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们有没有为着神造你而感谢神？
But brothers and sisters, do we ever thank God for creating us?
我们忘恩负义。
We're ungrateful people.
我们忘记了我们是神所创造。
We forgot that we were created by Him.
我们忘记了神造我们是奇妙可畏。
And we forgot that He created us and wonderfully.
你只要想想你自己。
You think about yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你这个人奇妙啊。
You are a wonderful person.
实在是奇妙的可怕。
You are wonderfully and fearfully created.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that true?
世界上有哪一个人能造出这样的一个东西来呢？
Anyone on this earth can create something like this?
只有我们的神能把我们造的这个样子。
Only God can create it like this.
哎呀，我们应当在神面前感谢赞美。
We ought to praise and thank God.
神没有把我造成一个天使。
God not created me to be an angel.
神也没有把我造成一个飞鸟。
God not created me to be a bird.
你知道我小的时候我常常做梦呢。
Our brother, when you're small, he dreamed.
我常常做梦啊，我巴不得像个鸟那样能飞啊。
He dreamed he would like to be a bird so he can fly.
我以为鸟的生活比人的生活还好。
He thought the life of bird is far better than human life.
但是我们要感谢赞美神。
But we thank God.
神没有把你造成天使。
God did not create you to be an angel.
天使虽然在造的次序上是比人高一等。
Even though according to the order of creation, they are ahead of ahead of man.
但是神没有救拔天使。
But God did not redeem angels.
神只救拔我们这样的。
God redeemed you and I.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们如果能看见在创造里面基督的奥秘，
If we can see the mystery of Christ in creation,
我们应当在神的面前发出感谢赞美。
We ought to praise and thank him.
他造了我。
He created us.
诗篇第一百篇，
Psalm 100,
又是那一篇诗篇。
Psalm 100,
作诗的人在那里提到，怎样一个被造的人来感谢创造的人。
The creature, how he thanked his creator.
诗篇一百篇。
Psalm 100.
他说：“普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们都乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。”
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joy, with joyful singing.
这个作诗的人，他在那里呼喊，普天下都起来向耶和华欢呼。
The summit is announcing and shouting joyfully to the Lord, to all the earth to serve Him.
他在那里呼唤万有都来赞美神。
And He is there that the whole creation should praise Him.
他说万有都要起来侍奉耶和华。
The whole earth should serve him.
并且要向他歌唱。
They should sing joyfully to him.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
他说你们当晓得耶和华是神。
Know that the Lord himself is God.
如果你知道耶和华是神的话，
If you know Jehovah is God,
那你就应当起来欢呼。
All to rise and rejoicing.
你应当起来侍奉他。
You ought to serve him.
你应当起来唱歌。
You ought to sing.
Isaac Watts 他这样说。
So therefore the poet asked what says.
他是一个作许多诗歌的人。
And he is the one who wrote many hymns.
他说一个不认识主的人，他没有他的嘴不能赞美。
The one who does not know Lord, he cannot praise God with his lips.
但是我们这一番蒙恩的人，
those who have received mercy,
我们应当起来赞美。
We ought to rise up and sing praises to God.
因为我们知道他是创造我们。
Because we know he has.
那他底下怎么说呢？
And it says later,
他说我们是他造的。
It is he who has made us.
我们是他造的。
We made by him.
也是属他的。
And we are not ourselves or we belong to him.
我们是他的名。
We are his people.
也是他草场的羊。
And the sheep of his pasture.
这个就是给我们看见。
Here it tells us, we are not only his creatures, we belong to him. Therefore, we need to serve him. We are the sheep of his pasture. He not only created us, he also cares for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你想到这里的时候,
when you think about this, we cannot help but praise him. We cannot help but serve him.
所以看见那一位在创造里面的基督,
if we see the mystery of Christ in creation, we have to acknowledge,
我们是被造的,
we are your creature,
我们是属于他的,
we belong to you,
我们应当起来服侍他,
we ought to rise up and serve you.
昨天早晨我们在这里提说,
yesterday we share,
看见在永世里面的基督叫我们起来敬拜,
we see Christ in his eternity past, we worship him.
今天我们要说,
today we say,
叫我们看见在创造里面的基督,
if we see Christ in his creation,
叫我们起来侍奉他,
we must rise and serve him.
我们不但敬拜他,
we not only worship him,
我们也要侍奉他,
we also serve him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不是自己的人,
brothers, we are not ourselves.
神为什么造我们?
Why God create you and I?
是为着他的喜悦,
it's for his pleasure,
为着他的旨意,
for his purpose.
我们活在这个世界上,
we live on this earth,
就是为着要服侍我们的神,
we live in order to serve him,
为着要满足他的心,
in order to give his heart satisfaction.
除了这个我们没有其他的事可做,
apart from that, there is something we can do.
所以我们常常这样说,
brothers, we often say,
人最高的本分,
the most noble duty,
就是荣耀神和侍奉神,
is to glorify God and serve God.
这是我们人生最高的本分,
that is our highest duty.
何况我们这一般是蒙主救赎的,
we those who receive grace,
祂不但造了我们,
he not only created us,
但是我们不承认祂,
but we deny him.
甚至于我们像罗马书九章所说的话,
as though in Romans 9,
罗马书九章我们看见保罗这样说,
and Paul says there,
他说你这个人啊,
he said, you man,
你这个被造的人啊,
you were created by God,
你怎么可以向神来抢嘴呢?
How can you rebel against God?
你怎么能对神说你为什么这样造我呢?
How can you challenge God and tell us why do you create me?
你知道这是世界上人的态度,
that is the attitude of the people of the world,
所以他们不起来服侍神,
so they cannot serve God.
但是感谢赞美神,
but thanks and praise God,
我们不单是神所造的,
we are not only his creatures,
我们也是他所救赎的,
we are also redeemed by him.
被神救赎了之后,
we are redeemed by him.
我们知道救赎是叫我们回到创造的旨意里去,
redemption is to bring us to God's eternal purpose.
祂创造里面的旨意,
yeah, his purpose in creation,
是借着救赎来完成的,
his purpose in creation is through redemption, to complete through that redemption.
所以我们这般被救赎的人,
so those who have been redeemed,
我们应当心里清楚,
we all have to be clear in our heart,
我们不是自己的人,
we are not ourselves,
我们是属于他的,
we belong to him.
所以我们在这个地上,
therefore we on this earth,
应当服侍他,
we ought to serve him,
应当为他来活,
we ought to live for him,
我们是他的仆人,
we are his servant.
我们每一个, 蒙神创造和拯救的人,
everyone who created by God and saved by God,
我们都是神的仆人,
we are his servant.
这个仆人实在是奴隶,
this servant is
slave.
He bought us with great price.
你记得保罗, 他写书信的时候,
when Paul wrote his epistles,
他常常说,
he said, I am the bond slave to the Lord Jesus. To him, that was glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you know that we are God's slaves?
你不是属于你自己的,
you do not belong to yourself.
你是属于那位用宝血来买你的主,
you belong to the one who paid a price for you.
他要你来侍奉他,
he wants you to serve him.
这是你最大的荣耀,
that is your glory.
我记得我们的弟兄, 你弟兄常这样说,
I remember brother, you often say,
他说今天我们能侍奉神,
today we can serve God,
我们可以说要爬到神面前,
as though we can crawl to the Lord.
如果神怜悯我们,
if God is merciful,
让我们侍奉他,
if we can serve him,
这是我们最大的荣耀,
that is our glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
我们今天活在世界上,
we live on this earth,
我们是为谁活的, 为谁活呢?
To whom we live for?
我们为自己活吧?
Do we live for ourselves?
我们为我们的家庭活吗?
Do we live for our family?
我们为我们的事业活吗?
Do we live for our business?
如果这样的话,
if that is the case,
我们不认识那位创造我们的基督,
then we do not know the one who created us.
我们不认识那位救赎我们的主,
the Christ who saved us.
我们今天是他的奴仆,
we are his bond slave.
我们从心里面感谢赞美他,
from our heart we must praise and thank,
因为他接受我们的侍奉,
because he wants to receive our service.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
sisters,
在旧约的里面,
in the Old Testament,
在圣灵记书章里面,
in the book of Leviticus,
圣灵记,
Deuteronomy,
我们看见说如果有一个希伯来人贫穷,
if there's a Hebrew who is poor,
他把自己就卖给另外一个希伯来人,
if he sold himself to another Hebrew,
他就服侍, 他的主人六年,
he served his master for 6 years.
到了第七年的时候,
on the seventh year,
他就可以得自由,
he can be set free.
但是这一个仆人,
but this bond slave,
他爱他的主人,
he loved his master,
他与主人有一个很好的关系,
because he had a very intimate relationship with his master.
所以到了他要释放的时候,
so at the end of the 6 years,
他对他的主人说,
he told his master,
我爱你和你的家,
I love you and I love your family,
我不愿意出去,
I do not want to go away,
我愿意终身服侍你,
I want to serve you for the rest of my life.
你知道他们就怎么做呢?
You know what they did?
就把他带,
they took him to the doorpost.
把他的耳朵放在门栏上,
they put his ear on the doorpost.
然后有一个专制把他耳朵钻一个洞,
and they use an awl to pierce his ear.
他的耳朵有了一个洞了,
so there's a hole in his ear.
就是一个记号,
that is a sign.
他终身是奴仆,
he is forever a slave.
但是他这个奴仆不是一个, 法律上的奴仆,
this slave is not illegal in a legal way a slave.
他这个奴仆是爱的奴仆,
this slave is a slave of love.
他侍奉他的主人不是因为贫穷勉强,
he served his master because, not because he was poor.
他侍奉他的主人因为他爱他的主人,
he served his master because he loves his master.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们这一些蒙主创造救赎的人,
today we those who love by the Lord,
我们都是主爱的奴仆,
we are his love slave.
但是问题在这里,
but the question lies here,
我们的耳朵有没有串通呢?
Are our ears pierced?
有没有串通呢?
Is there a hole there?
我们知道做一个仆人最重要的就是耳朵,
the most important thing about a servant is his ear.
有人以为说做仆人最要紧的是手,
some people think to be a servant the most important part is your hand.
因为你的手在哪里侍奉,
because your hand's doing the work.
有人又说最要紧是腿,
and some part is your feet,
因为你跑来跑去,
and therefore you run around.
但是弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
一个仆人最重要的是一个耳朵,
the most important part about a servant is his ear.
主有没有开通你的耳朵?
Has the Lord opened your ear?
你记得我们的主在世界上的时候,
the Lord when he was on his earth,
诗篇40篇,
Psalm 40,
在哪里预言这一位神的仆人?
Psalm 40 prophesies the coming of the Lord Jesus.
这一位要来的神的仆人,
the servant of the Lord who's coming,
他是怎样的,
what kind of a,
他说燔祭和赎罪祭都不是你神所要的,
it's a sacrifice and offerings I do not desire.
你为我预备一个身体,
you prepare me a body.
这是希伯来书说的,
that's in Hebrew.
但是在诗篇40篇里头说,
and here in Psalm 40 it says this way,
看啊, 你开通了我的耳朵,
look, you have opened my ear. 我来了。I come
乃是要遵行你的旨意。
I come to do your will.
你的律法藏在我的心上。
Your law is forever in my heart.
所以我们看见我们的主在地上的时候。
When the Lord was on this earth,
他这个身体
his body
是用一个穿通的耳朵来代表的。
He had a pierced ear.
他这个耳朵是穿通的。
His ear is open.
所以他天天听见父的话。
So every day he hears the voice of his father.
他听见父的命令。
He hears his father's command.
然后他的身体就把这个命令遵行出来。
And then his body carry out those commands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的耳朵有没有被转通呢？
Our ears pierced.
我们是不是在这里说，主啊，请说。
Are we those who say, Lord, I'm here to hear from you?
请说，仆人在这里听。
Speak thy servant hearing.
这一个就是我们做仆人的态度。
That should be our attitude as a bond slave.
我们有了这个开通的耳朵。
Once our ears open.
然而我们整个的身体。
Then our whole body.
四肢不提。
Our whole being.
我们都可以来遵行神的旨意。
Then we can do his will.
这一个就是我们在这里来服侍我们的人。
Then we can serve him together.
这个表明我们认识创造我们的主。
This would tell us what is evidence that we know the one who created us.
这个就是证明我们是在爱那一位救赎我们的主。
This is the evidence that we love the one who created us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看见在创造里面基督的奥秘。
We see the mystery of Christ and His creation.
叫我们所有的人都起来做主的仆人。
So we can all become His bond slave.
我们怎样来服侍我们的主呢？
How can we serve Him?
当然，第一，我们需要有开通的耳朵。
First, we must have an open ear.
等到我们明白了神的心意之后。
Once we understand what's in his heart.
我们就要需要靠着他所赐给我们的生命来侍奉。
Then we have to allow the life that's in us to serve him.
昨天下午我们的弟兄在这里说。
Yesterday afternoon our brother shared.
他说我们要打这个美好的仗。
He wanted to fight this good fight.
我们不能用我们自己的老旧的生命来打。
We cannot fight with our old life.
我们需要用主所给我们的生命来打这个仗。
We have to fight with the life of the Lord Jesus.
今天我们要侍奉我们的主也是这样。
If we want to serve the Lord, we have to do the same thing.
如果我们用我们天然的聪明。
If we rely on our natural wisdom.
用我们过去的经验。
If we rely on our past experience.
凭着我们自己的力量。
According to our own ability.
要来服侍我们的神。
To serve our God.
我们看见说这样的侍奉是神所得不着的。
We know this kind of service God cannot appreciate.
神不能得着什么。
God cannot get anything.
我们要起来侍奉我们的主。
We ought to rise and serve our God.
我们要凭着主所给我们的生命。
We have to rely on the life that's given to us.
主已经把他的生命放在我们里面。
He has already given us his life.
我们就是凭着这个生命复活的大能来服侍我们的主。
We allow that powerful and resurrection life to serve him.
我们的主在地上的时候。
The Lord's on his earth.
他说我凭着自己不能做什么。
By myself, I can do nothing.
我今天在这里做，因为我看见我父做。
I do this. I do the work because I saw my father work.
父做，我也做。
Therefore, the father works. Therefore, I work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们的主尚且如此。
If the Lord is that way，
何况我们
？How about you and I？
我们今天怎样来服侍主
？How can we serve the Lord？
我们看见今天许多人忙忙碌碌的侍奉。
We know many people are busy，
东奔西跑的侍奉。
They are running different places.
他手里是非常。
Their hands will be very, very busy.
但是他们没有一个传统的耳朵。
But they do not have an open ear.
他们根本不知道神要他们做什么。
They do not know what the Lord wants them to do.
他们照他们心里觉得神应当有的就给他。
They do it according to their own desire.
但是有的人听见了。
Some people heard.
他就用自己的力量去做。
But they rely on their natural strength to do.
结果叫我们的神得不着满足。
Therefore, our God is not satisfied.
所以我们需要用主复活的生命在我们里面做。
Therefore, we have to serve with the resurrection life that's within.
尼特森弟兄他曾说过这样的话。
But then he also say,
他说真实的侍奉不是外面的工作。
True service is not external.
真实的侍奉乃是生命的流露。
The real service is the flow of life.
真正的侍奉不是在外面牢牢牢牢地做。
The real service is not business on the outside.
不是你自己在哪里做。
It's not you doing all the work.
乃是生命的流露。
But it's the flow of life.
主的生命在你的里面流露出来。
It's the release of life from within.
这样神的工作才能完成。
And this way God's work can be accomplished.
所以他说,
Therefore he says, you need to do, you need to allow the work to do, the Lord to work in you. Then you can do work for him. Because real service,
真正的侍奉神,
real service to God,
乃是把基督的生命流通给其他的人。
It is the release of God's life, Christ's life to others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们这样起来侍奉神,
when we serve the Lord,
有什么结果呢?
What is the result?
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
他说我们在那里侍奉之后,
after we serve,
我们要对主说,
we have to tell the Lord,
主啊, 我是一个无用的仆人,
Lord, I'm unprofitable servant.
我是一个无用的仆人,
I'm unprofitable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 许多的时候,
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes,
我们稍微为主做了一点事,
if we do something for the Lord,
我们就得意得很,
Very satisfied.
我们就需要人的称赞。
We want people's approval.
我们需要主说, 啊, 你真是, 替我做了大事。
We want the Lord to immediately tell us how good a servant we are.
我们需要回到主的面前。
We have to go back to the Lord.
你知道一个做奴仆的人,
the one who is a slave,
他从来不盼望他的主人称赞他。
He never expects praise from his master.
如果主人称赞他, 这是额外的事情。
If the master praises him, it's not a good thing.
但是这个不是他的盼望。
But that's not his hope.
一个做奴隶的人,
the one who is a slave,
他就是一直在那里服侍。
He serve and serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天在神的面前,
our attitude before the Lord,
应当说主啊, 我是一个无用的仆人。
Lord, I'm a useless servant.
巴不得我能更有用。
I wish I could be more useful.
叫你能得着益处,
that you can gain.
但是我觉得虽然我这样的侍奉,
even though I try,
我还有许多的软弱,
I still full of weakness.
求你赦免我,
you forgive me.
我是一个无用的仆人,
I'm unprofitable.
但是求你继续让我服侍,
but you allow me to serve.
这个是我们应当有的态度,
that should be our attitude.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这样我们就被带进
In that way, we will enter into the fellowship that's in Christ Jesus.
我们这样就与创造的基督有了份。
Then in that way, we can share the Christ who is the Creator.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our heads.